welcome back. It's time again for Stories from Bittersweet Farm. And today's story is chapter 24 from my book, For a Few Days. The Last Egg. I loved to watch my grandfather eat breakfast. After the eggs and meat were gone, there would be butter. He would butter his toast and then reach for the honey in a bottle with a narrow spout and apply the golden yellow liquid to his toast in a grid pattern with the accuracy of a draftsman. He would then use his toast to wipe his plate so perfectly clean that it looked like you could put it back in the cupboard without washing it. He said, if you ever lived through the Great Depression, you would never waste a morsel of your food ever again. He always challenged me to see if I could win the Clean Plate Award at the end of the meal. But no one could compete with Grandpa for the Clean Plate Award. He always won. It was impressive. I have an appetite for stories about food. Enduring stories often have food in them somewhere. Often, at the breakfast table, Grandpa would tell an old story about eating breakfast with his three brothers on the old home place on the hill north of Chatham. His favorite breakfast story was about the brothers fighting over the last egg. The summer before his youngest brother Art died, I talked to him on the phone. It was a fascinating conversation, and I took careful notes. I asked Art if he remembered the story about the last egg. Without any more prompting, he launched into the story, and it was exactly as my grandpa always told it. On the farm in Chatham, where my grandfather grew up, it was common to chore before breakfast. The boys woke up hungry. By the time they were done with the choring, they were ravenous. The women of the house would rise early and prepare a hot breakfast while the men were out choring in the cold. They would thunder in from the barn, hanging their chore coats on pegs and on the back porch, and slide their chairs under the big dining room table to platters of eggs and bacon and ham and sausage and pancakes. It was hearty stuff for hard-working, fast-growing men. Elmer was the oldest. Kenneth, the young man who would become my grandfather, was the next in the birth order. Orville and Art were at the table with their mother and father. Art was sitting next to grandfather. Elmer and Kenneth were sitting across from each other. Orville, the next one down in the birth order, was at the end of the table. The young men leaned over their plates and went at the breakfast with enthusiasm until there was only one egg left on the old platter in the center of the table. Both Elmer and Kenneth reached for the platter at the same time. They each got a firm dairy farmer grip on the platter and gave it a tug. For a moment, the platter was suspended in midair as the boys tugged back and forth. But the old platter must have had a crack in it. The platter split and the last egg fell, and acting quickly, Orville slid his plate under the platter just in time for the last egg to drop squarely in the middle of his plate. Elmer and Grandpa ended up each with a piece of the platter, and Orville set his plate down, pinned the last egg with his fork, sliced it with his knife, and ate it while the rest of the family laughed, and they all kept laughing about that story for the rest of their lives. When you sit down to the table day after day and it's laden with food, it's good to remember where it came from. Every time you eat, pause, and from deep in your heart, thank God for what He provided. He's been doing that for generations in our family. For millions of people all over the world, food is very scarce. So we should be grateful for every piece of fruit and every fresh garden vegetable and every strip of bacon, every hot cake, and every last egg. My mother would be ashamed of me if I didn't remind you that the proper table manner in dealing with the last helping is to ask everyone else at the table if they would like anything more, and if you could serve them before you eat it. That's just what civilized people do, even when they're hungry. That's the story from out on Bittersweet Farm today, where every day is a beautiful day and the little light in the kitchen is always on.